You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a Coolidge dollar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama.
You're Whistler's mama.
And you're hearing the voice of Sutton Foster, who is the guest performer this weekend with the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. Good morning to you. Time for another Spotlight here on Red River Radio. And I'm Kermit Poling, and I'm joined in the studio by, by Michael and Michael. Michael Butterman, of course, music director of the Shreveport Symphony, and Michael Rafter with a long history in theater and film and television with your own Emmys and all of that, in the studio with me. So great to have you guys here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So so let's talk about it. What do we got coming up?
We got some great stuff. Yeah. Well, you know, this is a it's December in the South, and so it's holiday time for sure. And so this concert has a distinct holiday feel to it, both from the orchestra's standpoint and as well as the what we're going to be hearing vocally. But what's great is that you know, we have quite a lot of variety on this program. We've got Sutton singing some tunes from a couple of the shows in particular that that have helped to propel her career, and also Megan McGinnis is along.
Yes, they were doing a few duets together.
Absolutely.
And it's a great mix of, holiday music as well as some of her standard, mostly like American Songbook kind of material.
Sure.
Cole Porter. Are we doing it? Yeah, maybe some Gershwin. I don't remember which we're doing in this
doing
concert.
Anything from Anything Goes?
I think we may.
That being just what we heard.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to give it all away.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a nice mix. It really is.
And, of course, a lot of our listeners, I think most people are going to recognize her name, but if you're a fan of Younger, which we have some staff members here who I'm sorry, I'm glad you're here, Michael, but they were really hoping.
Hoping for something.
To come by here. We're big Younger fans, but of course, if you're familiar with her from that show, that's who we're talking about.
For sure. Yeah. A two-time Tony winner. You know, I have a daughter who is in love with the Shrek the Musical.
Yes.
So we've watched.
She was Fiona.
Indeed. And I believe it's on Netflix, isn't it, actually?
Yeah, now it is.
I shouldn't say I know it's on Netflix.
Yes.
We have watched it many a time over the years, and it's just delightful. And you actually have a connection to that musical beyond just the fact
a few connections. I did the first like two or three readings of Shrek, and my ex-wife wrote it. So
that's a pretty good connection.
And she wrote Thoroughly Modern Millie, which is where we all met. I met Sutton. I want to say she auditioned back in 1999, I think it was.
Wow.
And she was cast as the understudy out of town. And we went out of town to try out the show in 2000 in La Jolla, and ended up replacing our lead with Sutton.
No kidding.
And it's a great story because she was offered at the same time we offered her the understudy in an out-of-town tryout of a show that nobody, had not existed. She was offered Les Mis on Broadway. She had toured as Eponine, and they were reopening it on Broadway, and they offered her that role, and she turned that down to go out of town to be an understudy she didn't know, and then as luck would have it, she ended up stepping into the role, and that was it. It turned her career around, and that's what made her a star.
That's one of those amazing
first
stories.
It's incredible.
Wow.
But that's where we all met, back in 99, 2000.
That's fantastic. She had just a feeling about that particular project and that musical.
That's one of the songs we're going to be doing. It's a medley of... Let me see. We start with a tune from Millie, and then she was also in Annie at one point. She was the star to be, and then a song from Little Women that she starred in as well. It's
Annie,
a medley.
The star to be. You mean as Annie?
The star to be is the character's name.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. NYC, all right, gotcha. NYC, yes, right. NYC. Yeah. Okay, got that.
So, we'll be doing a medley from that.
Oh, that's excellent. So, if you're a fan of Broadway music and American Songbook, this is a great show. And Michael, you were saying also we've got a number of holiday favorites on this.
Sure, the orchestra will be playing some great carols and Sleigh Ride, and again, I shouldn't give it all away. Winter Wonderland, a few other seasonal favorites, and Sutton's going to be singing White Christmas, and let's see, Christmas Time is Here.
I think is one of my favorite.
No kidding, absolutely. Mine as well.
Oh, okay, all right, from the Charlie Brown thing.
Yes,
oh, okay,
all
right. All right, well, that's not one that you necessarily hear on a orchestral pops concert, at least not in recent years, so that's thing.
For sure.
We're mixing it up.
absolutely, we are.
That's really nice. So the concert is tomorrow evening. That's at 7:30 p.m. It's in the Riverview Theater. And just give, if you want to get tickets, go to ShreveportSymphony.com. You can easily get tickets there. Or you can call, if you want to call, 318-227-TUNE. That's 8863. That's also a great way to reach the box office and be able to get your tickets for the performance. But it's really going to be a magical evening, I think, and something a little bit different. It's not the normal, you know, just typical holiday fare for
no, not quite. I should say, by the way, I would do it soon. Those tickets,
they've got to be close to being sold
there
out.
We have rather few left. So it will be a nice full house for sure. But we'd love to include you who are listening to us now if you haven't gotten your tickets yet. Yeah. So we've done different things over the years. We have Byron Stripling, I believe,
yeah,
was last year,
whom
we love.
Yeah, I know, Byron.
Yeah, okay.
It's a small world, isn't it?
For sure. And see, things are escaping me at the moment, but Doug LeBrack, of course, was here a couple years ago. But you know, Sutton played in, or sang rather, with the Rochester Philharmonic. I think it was last season.
Yeah, last season. I was just saying that. Yeah, we were there this past winter,
right,
freezing.
Right. Well, that's what it does there.
It does.
So I'm also with the RPO, and just heard great things about that experience. And I thought, you know, I wonder if we could pull it off to bring her here, and just finding a date was difficult. That worked for her busy schedule and yours, but we managed to do it, and really, really happy that Frank's Foundation is sponsoring this concert and making it possible to bring someone of her stature and caliber to our community. It's a big event. I know the theater community is all what's the word?
Flutter.
Flutter. There we go.
You could say a Twitter, but you never know what that means.
I know. I was about to say that word doesn't even mean what it used to mean.
Yeah, really.
That's it. So, do you and Sutton do with your schedule and her schedule, how many orchestral shows do you manage to get to
do? We manage to do usually about, per year, I'd say about 6 or 8, maybe.
Yeah, so it's pretty rare.
The symphonic stuff. We'll then travel around. We have two other shows, one with just me and her, and another one with like a jazz trio. It's piano, bass, mm-hmm. and guitar. And that, like, we've done all over. We've gone to Japan, Singapore, different places, and performed that. But symphony-wise, if we get 6 in a year, because, yeah, especially with her filming schedule, with the show, it's hard to find the time. Yeah. But it's so much fun. It's to be in the middle of that. I remember the first time, because it's only recent, really, that we've done the symphonic stuff in the last 3-4 years. We've been touring for 10 years before that with just, as I said, piano. Yeah. And the first time she came out and we were rehearsing with an orchestra, she just, her eyes just like welled up and went, what is this?
Yeah. You know?
Because even on Broadway, if you have 20 pieces, that's a lot.
Yeah,
but also,
right,
they're in the pit. So to be in the middle, she's like, and literally at one point, thank God it was a rehearsal, she forgot to sing.
Right.
Because there was an orchestra break, and then she was supposed to come back in, and she totally forgot.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Sorry, I was just listening.
Exactly, yeah.
That's fun. Well, Michael, let me ask you, how did you get involved doing musical theater? Because that's a big part.
So I started playing the piano when I was 4 years old. I'm from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And professionally at 10, I was the rehearsal pianist for the Miss America pageant. And that came about because when I was 9, a friend of mine said, listen, I'll never forget this. He said, would you like to help me move sets at the Jewish Community Center for Fiddler on the Roof? Well, I was 9 years old, and I didn't know what moving sets were. I didn't know what musical theater was. It just wasn't in my vocabulary. And the Jewish Community Center, I didn't know that such a place existed. And Fiddler on the Roof, I couldn't figure out who would put a violinist on a roof. It made no sense to me. So anyway, I went over to the Jewish Community Center. I started moving sets. And a couple weeks in, on a break, I sat down to the piano, and I was looking through the score. And the music director came over and said, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm sorry. And he said, don't apologize. Have you been studying the music? I said, no, I'm just looking at it. He said, you're sight reading that. And then he said, what do you do here? I said, well, now I know. I move sets. And he said, no longer. He said, actually, you're my assistant. And
excellent.
That was my introduction to musical theater. was Fiddler on the Roof. And I did a few other shows with them, and he was the assistant conductor of the Miss America pageant. And so he's the one that got me the gig then as a rehearsal pianist, which is bizarre. I know it sounds, but it was actually a great training ground because I had to play an aria. You know, Miss New York had that, sure, and Miss Colorado had a pop song, whatever. And I became very, very popular with my four older brothers who suddenly wanted to drop me off at work. You know?
How about that? I wonder why.
That's what happened. And then I went away to college. I tried to talk myself out of music. I went to Dartmouth and majored in math for a couple years, but ended up going back to my passion, and still I graduated from there with a major in music, minor in Italian.
Probably a good thing.
And then, I went home to Atlantic City right after college and worked in the casinos to make money and socked the money away, and I ended up moving to New York about 6-8 months later with a job, on a new Broadway show called The Tap Dance Kid, and that was my first one.
Well, what a way to get started.
I know.
I'm glad
this is
American
Pageant. And Fiddler on the Roof.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sounds crazy, no?
Sounds crazy, no? Touché.
So the concert again with Sutton Foster is tomorrow evening with the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. And you'll be there playing piano, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah. And Michael, of course, you're conducting the concert. So anything else you want to add about the thing coming up?
Well, I think we've covered it pretty well. Just a great opportunity to ring in the holiday season and to experience a little bit of Broadway star power right here in Shreveport, and something not to be missed.
Well, it's going to be a blast. Again, you can get tickets through ShreveportSymphony.com, or you can call 318-227-8863 and do come down. It's going to be a great show, and tickets are getting short as we're close to having a sold out performance. So don't delay. Do it now while you're thinking about it. And Michael Butterman, Michael Rafter, thank you both for being
here.
Thank
you.
A pleasure, thanks.
And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up and you want to be featured on a spotlight, let us know that by calling us at 800-552-8502. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're